All right. It's been a while since I've done one of these, but this feels like a sort of bit of a landmark game. So let's go for it. Arsenal 0, Swansea 2. I'm just coming out of the ground. And to be honest, everyone around me is talking about the manager in quite derogatory terms. People are not happy here. If you saw it on a stream or listened on the radio, you'd have heard the boos after Swansea's second goal and after the full-time whistle. It's not a very happy place. And you can understand that, really. I'm tempted to say it was our worst performance of the season. I think there have been some pretty shit performances this season. I'm thinking of Schalke at home. I'm thinking of Villa away. Norwich away. We've had some shockers. This is right up there. And I think it was made particularly galling by the fact that we saw Swansea team who played the kind of football we aspire to play. Their technique on the ball was brilliant. They hassled, they pressed high up the pitch. They were completely deserving of the victory. I got a bit annoyed after the Villa game when a few sort of journalists and commentators said, oh, Arsenal fans aren't giving enough praise to Aston Villa. But we didn't need to praise Aston Villa on that day because they were fucking shit as well. But on this instance, Swansea were at least good, you know, and that's why they won. I mean, this could have been a drab 0-0 like the Villa side, but there was one side who bothered to turn up and play, and that was Swansea. And they have got some good players, don't get me wrong. Looking at Angel Rango at right back, looking at Leon Britton in midfield, Michu, who must be worth five times the £2 million they paid for him. What a signing he's been. But still, that 1-11 does not compare to the 1-11 that we put out today. Even with Jovinho in the side, even with inexperienced players like Carl Jenkinson, our side is packed with international players. You know, on paper, there's no reason we shouldn't go win that game. And I'd say the same about the Villa game, and I'd even say the same about the Everton game. You know, Marouane Fellaini's a terrific talent. But you look at the rest of that Everton midfield, people like Darren Gibson, you know, Tony Hibbert, these players wouldn't get a game at Arsenal. We've got a superb side and they, on too many occasions, don't deliver, don't show it, don't turn up. And the really difficult thing to face is that you have to feel that it's something to do with the chemistry between the manager and the team. You have to feel that there's an issue of motivation. And if I was looking at this from the outside, which it's very hard to do objectively as an Arsenal fan, I'd have to say that I don't feel like the players are playing for the manager anymore. I feel like the manager is so comfortable in his position and has been for so long that it somehow protects the players and it leads to these kind of half-assed performances that we're seeing. It really is worrying because, you know, I don't know how many times we can afford that this season. Spurs had a great day today. They won at Fulham. Everton drew, so it's, you know, top stuff for them. And they're going great guns. And they've got a bright young manager who they all seem very motivated to play for. I'm not sure I can say the same about the 11 players who took to the field for Arsenal today. There are obviously problems of quality. You know, the fact that when Olivier Giroud has to be rested, and I understand that he cannot play every game, we've got nobody to come in who can play that position. I think that as much as I like Giroud, I still think that we could do better in terms of a centre-forward. But the fact that we don't have anyone of even his calibre to play that position. You know, Podolski looked lethargic to me today, didn't look happy in that role, despite the fact that he professes to want to play more centrally. Big, big problems all over the pitch. And, yeah, I'm not sure that it's as simple as signing a couple of players. I think it's a cultural problem that goes deeper. Because, as I say, the issue for me is not with the quality of players that are out there. It's with the fact that we're failing to convert that into results or even good passages of play, to be honest. So credit to Swansea, but worrying signs for Arsenal. I've got 20 seconds left. There's so much more I could say. I'm sure I'll say it on the blog. That'll do for now. Cheers.